know anything.
Hi, Dwight. Thank you, Maria. Hi, Dwight. How are you doing this Monday? Doing well?
I'm doing good. Yes, I'm doing
awesome.
Well, thank you.
Awesome. I'm very glad to hear that. My name is Nadine. I'm one of the regional specialists, and I handle pricing and details for your area. I know that you were speaking with Maria. Did she do a good job explaining to you the outline of our program?
She didn't get a chance to.
Okay. Well, I can go over that with you, just so that way you have a better idea of the reason for the call. So, Dwight, our company is Local Splash, and what we are is a Google channel partner. And the reason that we were calling you today is because we had a listing that became available within our company for your category. And basically what we're looking for, Dwight, is a company that qualifies. That's a good fit. We're in particularly looking for a company that has a good reputation online, provides a quality service, but most importantly, that can handle more business. And so when I did a search for your company by name, it'll show me, like, you know, where you have presence online, right? And what I found was a listing, like, on networks. I see you on House. I also found as well there's like an Angie's List, and I'm not quite sure if this one is yours because it's Lentz Custom Designs, but there's like a Facebook page. I'm just trying to see if this one might be your page or not. But pretty much from what I have found, there's no negative reviews regarding your company, and I think, you know, you've been almost 5 years in business now, right, is what she had mentioned to me. And to me, I feel like that's a company that I could say you provide quality service, right?
That's correct, yes.
And that's really the type of company that we're looking to work with. If we were to start working with you on the first page of Google, what we do is we close out the category. In other words, we won't work with anyone else in your territory who offers the same services, because we want to ensure that your company would get the maximum amount of phone calls and exposure. Does that kind of make sense so far?
Yes, yes.
Okay, great. Now, she did mention that you just changed locations, right? You were originally from Washington, and now you changed to Indiana. Is that correct?
That's correct. That's correct, yes.
Well, that's quite a move, huh?
Well, it's quite a move, yes, but it's also an important move too.
Oh, okay. Okay, great. And so the business name is going to remain the same as from what she told me?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. Okay. Now the work that you do is both for residential and commercial, correct? With the architecture work,
yes,
designs. Okay.
Yes,
and right. So it's not like you have a particular preference. And then let's see what else she had put in the notes here. It looks like you definitely can handle more business, especially being new to the area. My question for you is this, because on the service area, she put local. Now, local for me could be 5 to 10 miles. Local for you could be like an hour drive, right? What is local for you? If you could kind of clarify that for me, please.
I would say, like you said, an hour drive is local, yes.
Like about an hour drive. Okay, perfect.
Yes, yes.
An hour from where you're currently based out of now, right? Because before you were in Renton, Washington, but now, what's the zip code where you're at now?
46748.
46748. Okay. Let me just update that here on my notes. 46748. Are you still using the Angie's List?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
It wasn't any good. Nothing was happening with the company, and they're still charging me.
Really? Oh, wow. So they were charging you for leads, is what it sounds like.
Yes.
Okay. It sounds like, Now, were you with them for quite, I'm sorry, were you with them for quite a while, or?
I was there with them probably 9 months or so, maybe.
Oh, wow, that's quite a long time, quite a long time. And you didn't make any of your money back on the investment you were getting on the leads or paying for the leads, excuse me?
Yeah, that's correct, yes, because I was paying for it, and then and when I go out there for a company, for the person I was going to do some work with, they were telling me that they were only interested. And I said, no, that's not how I told Angie. I said, I want solid leads.
Right.
Of people that are actually qualifying, you know, to do something that's serious. It's very costly for me to go out to their home. It takes an hour to get there, and they're just kicking the tires. I don't have no time for that.
Yeah, you need someone who's really, like, serious, that really is looking for someone. And you got a good review on that Angie's List, too, I saw.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very professional, friendly. He knew what needed to be done, fairly priced. Okay. Do you ever go on Facebook at all, Dwight?
Well, I'm not sure how to do it exactly. The answer is no.
Okay. But do you yourself, like, go on Facebook? I know you probably haven't set one up for the business, but do you ever go on Facebook?
I do just a little bit. Mostly I go on LinkedIn, but I just put it on Facebook, yeah.
Okay. And I'll tell you the reason why I'm asking, because one of the packages that I'm leaning towards for you is our Platinum package, because it includes both the Google and the Facebook marketing. Okay, they work very well together, hand in hand. The website she put that you're working on it, is that something you're building yourself, the website?
Yes, I was going to have a person that's more familiar with Fort Wayne and Huntertown that's going to help me with it, yes.
Okay, perfect. So basically, this Platinum package, what comes with it, is us getting you optimized. Basically, we're going to get you verified through Google, create you this Google business profile with your business name, your phone number. It'll have a link to your website. We can help generate reviews for you on that profile. And that's what's going to be appearing on the first page. They don't need to know your company by name, okay? How they're going to find you is what we call your key services, your keywords, your search terms, the services that you offer, okay? And specifically, when they're looking them up on Google, it's because it's a service that they need. So whether they're looking for, you know, a home design, architecture work, if they're looking for a draft person, or there's so many variations that people perform that search, we make sure that they see your company coming up as one of the top recommended options. They click on your phone number, they call you directly. Okay? Now, we would also list you on Bing, Yelp, Apple Maps. We create you a business Facebook page that you will have access to and ownership of. And on Facebook, what we do, Dwight, is Facebook advertising. Now, how that works is if someone is doing a search on Google for your services, let's say they didn't call you, but they happen to be on their Facebook page now, and they're looking at pictures, they're looking at stories, they're going to see your ad appear. Your ad's going to show up on their mobile device or on their desktop, wherever they're, you know, on Facebook searching from. And when they click on your ad, they're calling you directly. I will say a lot of our clients have seen some really great results. Now, I don't know when your website would be done. However, we can include a website for you at no additional cost. We can build you a website, even if you only use it temporarily until yours is completed, and then we just switch it out. But so this way you have something for people to kind of go back and, you know, read more about your company, see, you know, some more work that you've done, because we'll showcase your work as well. And we cover the mobile platform, meaning anyone using their iPhone, Android, or tablet that is searching for your services would also find you listed on that first page of Google. So basically, what we offer you here would be covering all of your bases, okay? And I feel it's the better package for you to start with. Now, as far as our pricing, the way that we do things here, Dwight, is we set our program where it's a fixed flat rate. It's a month-to-month program, and there's absolutely no contracts. So we don't charge you per call, per job, or per click. Now, I'm going to put you in for, because you're almost 5 years, I'm going to still consider you a new business, and I'm going to say why, because you just moved to the area, right? So with the new in business rate, you're going to be saving over 50%. Your monthly flat rate is $299 a month. It comes with just a one-time $99 setup fee. So the initial investment would be $398 for you to get it started. You pay $299 every month after that with no contracts. It's a month-to-month program. So it doesn't matter how many calls you get or how many jobs you get, you're going to still pay that same price of the $299 a month.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. What do you think so far?
Well, let's see. $299, let's just do 12 months, $300 times.
Oh, so you're a numbers guy, like I'm a numbers girl. So if you take it like this, right, you pay $398 today, and then over the course of the next 11 months, you're paying $299. At the end of those 12 months, you would have invested $3,687 with us. That would have been your investment for the year. However, I will tell you this, Dwight. We do offer you, I know that they do offer it through finance, like if you, through our finance department, if you wanted to pay for the whole year, okay, and not have that monthly automatic payment coming out, paying for the whole year, they give you more of a significant savings, okay? For the whole year prepaid, if you paid $2,500, that covers you for the year. We're continuing to host and maintain, optimize your profile, make changes, do whatever needs to be done to continue keeping you on that first page placement. But when you prepay it for the year, you're saving like about $1,187 is what your savings is when you pay for the year at
$2,500.
Okay. So that's also an option for you too.
But what I want to do is, I want to first let us go month by month. And I want to figure out how well you guys bring customers to me, and also if I want to kind of learn a little bit what people do here in Indiana.
Yeah.
And I want to make sure that I'm very profitable, and I'm hitting a good clientele.
Right.
I'm not. I don't want people that tells me they want to remodel the bathroom. They don't need me for that.
No. What you need, it sounds like, is you want the complete home build, right? Is what you're looking for.
It could be the complete home build, but a lot of them, they might not have money to do a full remodel. They might need to do an addition to their home.
Right.
They might want to build a garage. It'd be all kinds of different things. So that's
and those you're open to?
Yes.
Okay. Room additions, designs, okay.
But I'm looking at somewhere between 15 and 20 clients a month.
Okay.
And so I want to have a company that's going to be marketing for me can bring in that many clients a month.
Okay.
So I'm looking at about 2 to 3 years. To have approximately around 200 clients in that time.
Okay. So 15 to 20 clients is what you're wanting a month. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So let me share the timeline with you, because I'm a very transparent person, and I like to be very upfront so that you and I are both on the same page. Okay. I think you would appreciate that as well. Okay. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
This particular package is a very strong package. However, and thank you so much for sharing that with me, because that was going to be my next question. What are some of your goals now that you've moved to this new location, right? So, I can't tell you. Mark's going to call you at this day at this time, right? It's going to depend on who's performing the search, what they're looking for, and where they're performing the search from. The other thing, okay, is that it doesn't happen overnight. Everything's still a process. But we do get you listed, Dwight, in a timely manner, okay, because we know it's important for you to start getting those calls as quickly as possible. So from the time that you conduct your client interview with our technician, which is usually the same day or no later than the following day, the sooner we're moving. So within 5 to 7 days, you're listed in the directories, also with the Facebook business page created, and you can start tracking your results with us through your customized tracking and reporting system that you'll have a username and password. You'll have a login to, okay? That's very important, and for me, it's the beauty of the program, is tracking your success. Now, within 7 to 14 days, your website, as well as your Facebook ads are live, those are visible. What we state in our terms and conditions, and this is what we send to you in writing, with the first page placement on Google, getting you verified, creating the profile, optimizing it to the first page and maintaining it there, that timeline's going to be 45 to 60 days. I'm always going to promise that. However, I have seen at times where it has happened sooner, but I would rather stick to the 45 to 60 time, 60 day timeline, because I prefer to under promise and over deliver. Okay.
Well,
so I want to share that with you.
Why does it take 45 days? Why does it take 45 days?
We give you the timeline. We give you the timeline of 45 to 60 days because, keeping in mind, we're having to do the verification process with Google. So we're getting you verified through Google. We're creating the profile. We're optimizing it and getting it on the first page. Although I did say that sometimes I have seen it happen sooner, but I still prefer to stick to that timeline because we would rather under-promise and over-deliver. There's other companies, Dwight, it's going to take them 6 months to get you on the first page. Because we're a Google channel partner, we can do it a lot quicker than other companies that aren't. So it's not like tomorrow you're on the first page of Google. Okay? So I want to be transparent with you on that. And I'm sharing that with you because I also know what your goals are that you've shared with me. Okay? Now, there's also another option, depending on how aggressive you want to go into this, right? There's also what we call Google Ads. Google Ads are what you'll see above the Google Local Map. Now, Google Ads go up a lot quicker. They have a time frame of 7 to 14 days that those ads would be visible on Google. Google Ads will allow you to target up to 80 miles if you wanted. Okay, I don't recommend it. Not right now, but you could push it to 80 miles. What I love about the Google Ads too is that you can also select specific zip codes to target, or target by county or by mile radius or by city. Okay. And I say that because, Dwight, you might find that there's certain areas in Indiana that you're going to want to target, right? Depending.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get to learn more about Huntertown, right, is where you're based out of. So that might be beneficial for you as well, the Google Ads. If you wanted a very aggressive package to kind of get just out there, you could do what we call our Premier Platinum package that'll give you all the bells and whistles. I'm talking the Google Local Map first page, the Google Ads, Facebook business page. You're going to have Yelp. You're going to have Bing. You're going to have the website and the mobile platform. That package, you're looking at a monthly cost of $5.99 a month. So it's a little bit more expensive, okay? But it's giving you all the ad campaigns, both Google and Facebook, which those are up and visible within 7 to 14 days. The local map is really what's going to take longer, okay? But at least on Google, you have those Google ads present, so those can also start generating phone calls for you. So then you're looking at that package. The startup is $6.98, but then you're paying the $5.99 every month after that.
Okay. So, yeah, what I'd like to do is get started first with that $2.99.
Okay. Yeah.
And then once I get things going, and
you can always upgrade.
People on, then I can
always upgrade.
Can upgrade, yes.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Very good choice. Absolutely. Okay. So let me do this. What's the best email for you, Dwight? Because this is where we're going to send your receipt. It's where we send correspondence from us as well. So what would be the best email for you? I would suggest that it's one that you would check frequently. It's not one that we're going to post visibly online, just an FYI. Okay.
Okay. All right. It's that for you here. It's Dwight David Lynn at gmail.com. And Dwight is D-W-I-G-H. And David is D-A-V-I-D. And Lentz is L-E-N-T-Z.
Okay.
At gmail.com.
Perfect. Okay. So you're going to receive these two emails that are coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. Okay. So the first email, what it's going to say is Google and Facebook marketing, okay? Now, it's going to outline everything that I mentioned that's included in the package, the price being $2.99 month-to-month with a one-time $99 setup fee, okay? The website, again, could be a temporary website until you have the other person that you were having do your website that you're looking into. Once they've completed that website, then we just switch it out, okay? It doesn't cost you more, all right? Now, the second email that you're going to receive from me, Dwight, is going to say in the subject part, client dashboard analytics. The beauty, again, I say of our program is tracking your success with us. So I'm sending you just an example of our customized tracking and reporting system. And again, that's a way that you're able to track what phone calls you're receiving, how many times you came up in the search results, where they performed the location of the search. So we want you to be able to track that. Okay, and not just take our word for it that it's working.
Okay.
Now, this phone number, the 253-304-3145, Dwight, is this a number that you can also receive text messages on by chance?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. What I'm going to do right now is I'm going to send you a text, and it's going to have my contact information. I was considered the lead on the account. However, I always would like you to have my contact information for your records. It is on the bottom of the emails, but I do like to send it anyways. So the first text that you're going to receive is going to have my name with my number and my extension. The second text is going to have the number to our customer service department. Now, Dwight, here within our company at Local Splash, you're going to have a team that's dedicated to your account. Anytime that you have an update, you have a change, you have a question, you have a concern, you're going to contact our customer service department. Now, that number is 877-635-6225. I'm going to ask you to save that phone number in your contacts under Local Splash, Dwight, so this way you never lose our phone number. Okay?
Okay.
Now, also, if you look at that text, okay, our hours of operation is Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. We're on the West Coast. So you're actually, I believe, now 3 hours ahead of us, right, in Indiana.
Sure.
So we're always here for you 10 to 7 Monday through Friday. And also in that text message, you'll see there that I've already provided you your username and your password for your client dashboard. Your username is going to be your phone number with no one before the area code and no dashes, just your phone number. And your password is all lowercase, one word, my money. All together. Okay?
Okay.
And it shows it there in your text. Now, I'm going to be verifying information with you just because we want to make sure that we list you correctly. Okay? So the phone number that should be listed for Lentz Designs is going to be this number, the 253-304-3145, correct?
Correct.
And that's the best number for us to reach you at as well. Okay. Now, do you want the company name to read with the LLC included or just Lentz Designs?
Let's put LLC on that, too.
Okay, so Lentz Designs LLC. And what is your current address now that's associated with the business in Indiana?
Good question. Let me get my little paper because I haven't memorized it yet.
No worries. How's the weather over there right now? Pretty cold?
Right now it's telling me on my thermostat, it's 51 degrees outside.
Oh, okay, kind of chilly.
Well, actually, it's pretty nice. It's warmer than Washington.
Yeah, that's for sure, right?
51 degrees is pretty nice.
Yeah, that's pretty, I think you're probably used to cold weather too, right?
Well, Washington wasn't real cold. It wasn't real hot. It's kind of like San Diego if you're near San Diego.
I am. I'm in Orange County. It's really gloomy. We're finally going to get a little bit of rain, so. I feel bad for the fire victims because that's not a good thing, but. Yeah.
I know. The address is 17203 Deep Wolf Lane, and Deep Wolf is spelled DEWOLFF Lane, and that's Huntertown, Indiana, and the zip is 46748. So it's kind of like a suburb of Fort Wayne.
Oh, okay. So 17203 DeWolf Lane, and that's Huntertown, Indiana, 46748. Okay.
Yeah, we're on that kind of the northeast side of Fort Wayne.
Oh, okay. Nice. And I'm going to make sure that this address is hidden, Dwight, because we obviously don't want your address to show up on Google, okay? So we'll make sure that the address is hidden. Okay. Now, what we're going to start doing is going over billing. So the card that you're going to be using today, Dwight, for the payment, is that card in your name, the business name, or is it in both?
It's in my name.
Okay. Is it just Dwight Lentz? Or is there like a middle initial?
There's a middle initial, D.
Okay. And then what is the billing address for that card?
Right now it's going to be moved into Huntertown.
Okay. But currently, is it your address back in Washington? The billing address?
The credit card. So the credit card is, how are we doing that? Billing card is probably in Bellevue, yeah.
Okay, what's that address? Do you remember?
Well, that's an address my wife is using for, let's see here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yeah.
Hello?
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here. Yeah. Okay. I was just staying quiet. I'm here.
Give me a second here. Give me a second. because she wrote down her email, her address.
Uh-huh.
Because she's finishing up her work there, and she needed a place to stay.
Oh.
And then she's coming out next week.
Uh-huh.
And that's going to be full time.
Oh. You probably miss her, huh?
So, I do. It's kind of a, my puzzle's not complete without her kind of thing.
Oh, that's so cute the way you put that. You know, that makes a lot of sense. I'll tell you, years ago, I'm talking like probably 15 years ago, I worked for a trucking company for a little bit, and they sent me out up north, Northern California, to help shut down one of their facilities because they were making all these changes. So I had to be the bearer of bad news. I was away. I was out there for a month, and it turned into 8 months. I would come home on the weekends. And my husband finally said after 8 months, because it was only really supposed to be 1 month, and he finally said, Nadine, you're either coming home or you're going to change your address. And I said, nope, I'm on the next flight home. My job is done here. He was like, I handled it a little bit. He's all, but you need to come home now. He's all, the weekends aren't cutting it anymore. And it was a lot, Dwight. I mean, having to fly back home on the weekend. I fly in on Friday night, fly back out Sunday evening. So that way I'm back at work out there on Monday. So I missed being home. I mean, I came home, made sure the fridge was full, and all that. But yeah.
Yeah. As men, we kind of miss our wives because they kind of complete us, and we're kind of a fish out of water a little bit.
Yeah, that's what he said too. It's just not the same that you're not here. I get it. You got my clothes washed, the house is clean and everything when you get here, and the food. He's like, but I feel like a bachelor, and I don't like this feeling anymore. I said, okay, I got it.
We might not do good house cleaning, but we sure need our wives. That's for sure. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's for sure. Yep, I just got moved in. I just have boxes all over the place. I told my wife, I said, when you get here, I'll help you, but I'm going to have you nest the way you want it. So.
Yes. So, yeah. She probably has her own way of putting things, so.
Well, yeah, it's just, I would just make a big mess of it, so.
Oh.
So I'm just waiting for her, and so we're getting it all together here.
Oh, good.
Oh, her address, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Yes, the address, I think it's getting built too, and then she'll probably change it here.
Okay.
It is 1328.
Okay.
130th Avenue Northeast.
Uh huh.
She's in an apartment. That'll be number 718.
Okay.
Oops. And that's in Bellevue, Washington.
Uh huh.
And that's 98005.
Okay. And is this a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Oh, that's a Visa.
Okay. And what's the card number whenever you're ready, Dwight?
Okay. It's 4003-4476. 1275-1893.
Expiration month and year?
It'd be 1028.
And the CVV code on the back?
It is 855.
Okay. Now, I do want to put a security question on your account to protect it with us. And you can choose, Dwight, that it be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or it could be your first pet's name.
Let's do my mom's maiden name.
Okay, and what was her maiden last name?
Her last name is Googe.
How do you spell that?
That'd be a hard one to find. That was a hard one to find. It is G. It's G-O-O, D is in dog, G is in goodwill, E.
Okay. I would have never known that. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, the reason that we put the security question is because we would always want you to ask us, what's my security question, to identify it's us, Local Splash, calling you. This way, if at any time someone were to hang up on you, Dwight, then you know it wasn't us calling. Okay? Now, what I'm going to do first, before I process your payment, I'll be walking you through a 90-second voice verification recording. It's going to outline our service agreement. It is an added form of protection for you that we send in writing along with your invoice. Okay? When I am walking you through it, if there is anything that you do not understand, okay, I want you to stop me. So this way I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it. Okay? I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Does that sound good?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Now, I will also mention in there that we ask you for a 2-month verbal agreement. So we're asking you basically to stick it out 2 months. Okay, but I'm also going to state in there that if you decide you want to discontinue services or pause it, you can do that at any time. All we're going to ask from you is to call us 3 business days before your billing is due so that way you don't get charged. There is no cancellation fee. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to turn on the recording, Dwight, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how you will like it to read on the first page of Google.
Okay.
Please state the name of your business.
Lens Designs, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Dwight Lentz, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the account, correct?
Correct.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
I agree, yes. I'll take responsibility of that.
Yes. We ask just keep the open communication with us. Sometimes we call you with an update. You're in the middle of something. You can't just pick up the call. Just respond to us within 24 business hours. That's all we ask. Okay? Now, I also want you to be aware.
How is the best way to do that, Pat?
We'll send you a text. We'll call you. We'll email you, depending on what forms you prefer. And we'll just, like, if we called you and said, hey, we'll leave you a message. Hey, Dwight, this is, you know, Bob or whoever from Local Splash. Give us a call when you get a chance. We have an update. Okay? All you do is you call the 877 number, and you just say, I'm returning so-and-so's phone call. And they'll patch you right over. Okay?
Okay.
And it's just keeping that open communication is all, right? We want you to be successful, and we want to keep that communication between both of us. I do, however, want you to be aware that, you know, you might get a call, okay, from some company that's trying to offer you some type of online marketing. They're not associated with us, Dwight. We're not going to call you and ask you for more money, okay? So just be careful is all, Now, that's why we tell you to always, 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 to ask what's my security question, only because if someone were to hang up on you, then you know it wasn't us calling.
Okay? I got you.
Okay. Now,
I got you. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
I don't think so. Now, with Splash, is that going to be an additional cost?
No. So let me explain first what this means, okay? So what we're saying here is we're not saying that you can't do additional marketing, right? What we're saying is that before you do, just give us a call so that we can reference it and make sure that it's not, you know, a service that we're already providing, right? We don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. That's what we're saying.
Okay.
So we're not saying that, oh no, you can't do that. We're just saying like, oh hey, just give us a call and just say, hey, you know, this is what I'm thinking of doing. We'll say, go for it, Dwight. It's not going to interfere with what we're doing. Cause again, we don't want you paying more money if it's not necessary. Okay. So that's what that question meant.
Okay.
So going back and hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Additional marketing services.
Yeah.
I'm going to say yes.
Yes.
If people want to do ADU. Okay.
Yeah, so like, and you want to say yes only because, again, like, let's say, for example, you're like, you call us and you said, hey, I'm going to sign up with a company to do Facebook ads. We would tell you, Dwight, don't do it because we're already running Facebook ads for you. You're going to be paying more money because we're already managing them. It's included in our package. That's what we're going to say.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see what I mean? So you just want to let us know, hey, this is what I'm thinking of doing, and we'll tell you, yes, it's part of our package, or no, it's not. Go for it. Okay? Now.
Okay, I was just thinking of maybe when I add on to my experience in the different criteria that I can give to people, to the clients.
Yeah, so like what we're saying is this.
Different types of credit.
Yeah, like let's say you decided you were going to go on Nextdoor, right, which is a directory. If you called us and said, hey, I'm going to be signing up with Nextdoor, we would say, okay, that's great, because it doesn't interfere with what we're doing. They're not doing anything on Google. Okay?
Okay.
Does that make sense now?
Yes.
Okay. Yep, now, your payment for the initial term and account setup, okay, will be charged today's date, which is February 3rd, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $398, okay? Now, when the term, what's going to happen is it's a two-month verbal agreement, right? So what that means, Dwight, is that your second payment is going to be charged on March 3rd, 2025, in the discounted amount of $299. Now, once your term is completed, okay, the agreement is just going to automatically renew each month on the third day in the discounted amount of $299. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. Now, that is the number that I texted you earlier and asked you to save. That number is 877-635-6000. 6225. Okay? You're going to call that number if you need to cancel, and we ask you at least call 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't incur the charge. Okay? We will simply part as friends. Mm-hmm. We don't charge you a cancellation fee. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Do you understand?
Can you repeat that number again one more time, please?
Absolutely. You ready?
Yep, go ahead.
Okay. 877-635-6225.
Okay.
Okay? And save it in your contacts mm-hmm. under Local Splash. This way you always have our number on you. Okay?
Okay.
Now,
yep.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do, yes.
Perfect. So I'm going to be updating your package. Finance, again, just wanted to remind me to let you know. First of all, they say congratulations on the move to the new area, and they wish you the best. They do want me to also extend to you. Okay, I know we talked about the year prepaid is $2,500. They do offer you as well a 3-month prepaid for $700, and that gives you 3 months. Or you could also do a 6-month for $1,300. Those, again, are significant savings, but they did want me to extend those to you as well if you were interested.
Let's just keep it at this way.
At the monthly.
For each month.
Okay.
And then,
yeah.
And then when things get moved forward, then we'll go ahead and modify it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And even so, like when you even think about the 3 month, I mean, that's like if you're paying for 3 months with us, I mean, you're looking at $986, and that's still good savings too at $700, right? So those are just things to keep in mind. You have my number too, Dwight. So if you decide you want to go ahead and do one of those, let me know so that way we can get you upgraded to one of those. Okay?
Okay.
So in a couple of minutes, you're going to be getting a receipt sent to you, and it's going to be sent both to your email and in a text message. We send it to both. The next order of business, Dwight, is I want to schedule your client interview. And what I do is I block out an hour. The interview can take about 30 or 40 minutes, sometimes a little bit longer. It just depends, like, on how many, you know, questions or details you have, right? But I do want to schedule it at a time that's convenient for you. How does your day look for today? Do you think you might have time sometime today to do the client interview so I can see what we have on our calendar that's available? Or if not today, tomorrow?
Today might be okay. Now, what's the client interview?
So the client interview, my technician is going to go over the notes that you and I are going to go over in just a minute. They're going to talk to you about your Facebook business page, about your Facebook ads, about the areas that they're targeting. They're going to talk to you about your keywords, your search terms, the website. This is where I like to say the magic happens, okay? So they're just going to be verifying business name, phone number, because they want to make sure I listed everything correctly as well. So that's why I say it takes a little bit longer for the client interview. Roughly, it's about 30 to 40 minutes, maybe a little bit longer if you have more questions or details. We don't like to rush you all through it. We want to be very, very detailed, okay? So if I'm looking at my calendar, and whatever time I give you, Dwight, is going to be in your time zone, okay? Remember, you're 3 hours ahead of me.
Uh-huh.
So
yep.
I have appointments going from, 2 to 3, 4 to 5, 5 to 6, 6 to 7.
Let's do 2 to 3.
2 to 3. Okay. I'm going to send you a calendar invite. Now, we're going to be calling you between 2 and 3 o'clock your time, okay, and it's going to be from an 877 number. Now, you just want to make sure that you're answering all calls within that hour. If for some reason we call you, Dwight, and you're in the middle of something and you need 5 or 10 more minutes, just pick up the call and say, hey, can you call me back in 5 or 10 minutes? We'll call you right back, okay? I'm going to also send you a reminder an hour before your interview just to remind you that it'll be coming – that we'll be calling you within the next hour. If I'm not on a call or in a meeting, I'll be the one calling you to introduce you to the technician. Otherwise, if I'm not available, then they know to call you directly. Okay? So I'm sending you that now. Now, just a couple of notes that I want to go ahead and notate for my technician. And it's not a requirement. I just ask out of habit on this question. Do you have license and insurance or in the process?
Through the process, if I have moved to a new state.
Okay. I'm going to put has LLC. I'm going to put has LLC in process due to move to switch to Indiana. Perfect. And then do you have insurance, or is that also in the process or not a requirement?
It's the same thing.
Same thing. Okay.
It's in the process, yeah.
Okay. I'm just putting in process due to. Okay. I'm just going to put yes, but you're in the process of switching it because you've moved.
Yes, that's correct.
Perfect. Now, your Facebook page, so what we're going to do is we're going to create you your business page for Facebook. We're going to create it through your personal page. No one's going to see your personal page. It's just how they're created so that you have access to it and ownership. On Facebook, are you just under your first and last name, Dwight Lentz?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Let me see. Do you remember what your profile picture looked like?
Well, that's a good question. I'm not sure if I have
it. I wonder if it shows you in Washington. Do you think it would still show you in Washington?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Well, you know what, Dwight? I'm going to tell you something. I found one, and
okay.
I don't know why I think that this might be you. Do you have blue eyes?
I do.
Okay. Because I see one, and it's like a professional type of photo. Let me do this. Let me text it to you,
yes.
You tell me if this is your page. Give me 1 second. I'm going to text you the link right now, and you just let me know if this one's your page, okay? Because I want to make sure that
okay.
we build it to the, you know, to the right person. Okay. And to me, it seems like a really professional type of photo.
It is, yeah. Let me grab a picture here.
Okay.
Give me a second here. You said you
no
texted
worries.
Me?
Yes, I texted you the link.
Okay. Yeah, that's me.
Beautiful. Okay.
That's
now, there's
me.
Actually two of them that look the same. So I'm just wondering which one, because one of them has a listing posted from April of 2023. The one I sent you, it was updated back in 2021.
Let's do this one here, 21.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah, let's do,
perfect.
Let's do this one. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay.
It's a little more professional than it.
Okay, perfect. And then now the website, do you have a business logo yet for your company? Do you want us to make one for you?
I use my business cards.
Give
you one of my business cards.
That's perfect.
And make that my logo.
Yeah, we can. Perfect. And then what about, do you happen to have any pictures of some work that you've done? Some designs?
I do. Yeah, I have some, yeah.
Okay.
And a lot of the people have not built everything yet.
Okay.
So
I'm
going to have some more coming, too.
Oh, perfect. I'm going to put, we'll send us his business card to use. Awesome. Okay. What are your hours of operation? Are you like a Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
I usually do Monday through Saturday.
Okay.
And I usually put down about 8 to 6.
8 to 6? Okay.
Yeah.
And
but when you're running a business, I have it open longer than it, too. Yeah.
Now, I'm putting you down for 50 miles, which is approximately like about an hour drive. Is that okay? Or do you want to scale it back a little bit?
No, 50 miles is good.
Perfect.
Yeah.
When we communicate with you,
go
ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you see, 50 miles is good. I wouldn't mind doing maybe 60 or 70 because you start going out too far, and then there's a lot of farms out here.
Yeah, yeah. So we're going to keep it at the 50 miles because that's the furthest that you can target with the Facebook ads. Let's start getting you some more traction.
Oh, okay.
If you want to cover further than that, then that's when we would have to include the Google ads. Okay? And you know you can do that at any time. Okay?
Okay.
Now, when we communicate with you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
When you contact me?
Yeah, when Local Splash is reaching out to you, do you prefer that we call you, text you, email?
Let's do a text and a phone call, because then I can kind of prepare myself a little bit.
Yes, sir. So text and phone call. And what are the forms of payments that you typically accept? Do you do cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, Cash App, PayPal, credit card?
I've been using cash and checks and Zelle.
Perfect. All right. So I'm going to put cash, checks, and Zelle. Cash. All right. Now, if at any time you update, like, your forms of payments, just let us know so we can update it as well. And we just have a couple more minutes, okay? If for some reason, just so you know, when I'm on the call for, like, an hour, it'll kind of cut me off at times. If it does, I did not hang up on you. I'm calling you right back, okay? Now, we're going to be listing your physical phone number on Google. However, you do have the option where we could put a tracking number, and the tracking number is actually a local number. It'll be linked to your phone. So when they call the tracking number, it's still going to ring to your phone. There's an app that comes with it, and you download it from the App Store. It allows you to track your phone calls, your messages. If a spam call came in, you can block it. Do you prefer, Dwight, that it be your phone number listed there, or would you be interested in the tracking number?
No, I prefer to use my own
your
number.
Okay, perfect.
I tried that tracking, and I didn't really like it because I
didn't like
use it very well. Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay. No worries. Let's say you change your mind later on down the road. Just let us know, and we'll add in the tracking number.
Okay.
It does not cost you anything. Okay.
Okay.
Now, I need you to either go to your text messages or your emails, okay? There's going to be two that I need you to find, and I know you've gotten quite a few of them, so it might be buried. But I need you to find the one that says initial invoice, and then there's one that says action pictures needed for Google verification. So whichever one you find first.
I'm sorry,
there's one that says action photos needed, and then there's another one that'll say initial invoice. If you want to start reading them off to me, I can tell you which one to open up, because I know you've gotten a lot of them from me.
Okay. Let's see here. You can log into your account.